So today's lesson is a continuation. This is an improv class, and the continuing on with the four ingredients of improv. We already did technique, we did ear training, and we did phrasing. We did them out of order. So music theory is the one that's left. So again, this isn't going to be a deep exploration in any particular part of music theory as it relates to improvising, but an overview. So you can give yourself an assessment of where you are and where you want to go. And some of these are just possibilities at this point. Like, let me just put a disclaimer in. You may not understand every single thing we do today, and that's okay. You're just getting exposed to it, and that's fine. So I listed out, like, when you think of a great improviser, he or she has great technique, they have great ear, they have great phrasing, and they have great music theory. Well, what is music theory? How does music theory really apply to the music you guys play? Well, you're already familiar with minor pentatonics and major pentatonics, so you know that if the tune is in, let me just give you an example. If the tune is in G minor, the chords are G minor. I shouldn't have told you what key it was in. G minor, B flat, F, and C. Play it with me. G minor, B flat, F, and C. Music theory, obviously these things all overlap. Music theory and ear training and phrasing and technique, they all overlap. So this is going back into ear training territory. But even without analyzing the progression, which one sounds like the home chord? Yeah, so it's G minor. So, you know, you could tell that, like any other chord, play any other chord besides G minor, like that, it just doesn't sound like the end chord or the F chord. If you played C, that doesn't sound like the home chord. Only G minor sounds like it came back home. So without any further analysis, you know off the bat that since it's in G minor, you can play G minor pentatonic, right? So this is obvious, but I'm just taking you through the steps because these same the process will apply to everything we do. So just do a second on G minor, use G minor pentatonic, and I'll play the progression. 2, 3. Alright, good. So that's all pretty easy. Now, when you become a more advanced guitarist, you'll be able to analyze the progression and be able to address whatever the progression is telling you harmonically. We're going to come back to this. So remind me about this progression when we get to like the modes and things. So that's part A, minor pentatonic. That's quite easy. If I gave you another progression that went like, let's say, C, just C, F, and G. I'm feeling pretty simple, and you had to improvise on that, I think you would both know what to do. So let's hear it.
So everybody's still in G?
So that's the question. What are we in?
Oh, okay.
And use your ear if you're not sure.
Gotcha.
Play, what do you think is the home chord?
What was the progression you're playing?
Just CFG.
CFG.
Like C for 4 beats, and F for 2, and G for 2. So 2 bars long. It's C, isn't it? C major pentatonic, right? So you got that. You guys got that. C major pentatonic over 1-4-5. That's the analysis of the... So just, I know you know how to do this, just play along, and we'll just reinforce that for a second, like 2, 3. Good, and the major pentatonics can give you quite a bit of expression. But as you become a more advanced guitarist, you'll be able to add other notes because you're only using 5 notes right now. So an easy way is to do the major scale instead of the major pentatonic, which leads us to letter C, major scale. So I think both of you know at least one position of a major scale. scale. So fiddle around with the major scale, and now you got two extra notes. Three, four. It gives you a lot more melodic possibilities, doesn't it? Yeah. And then what happens is, as you probably heard me say many times, you can toggle between the two because they both have certain flavors. Like, yeah, the major scale has melodic notes. But it's not necessarily as sort of expressive, or it's not as easy to add the expressive elements of like hammer-ons and pull-offs and string bending. Like it's, you know, the pentatonics lend themselves to those things. So you could toggle between two, three, four. I did one and then the other, and it was quite, you could do that all day long and people will never get bored. All right, so have a go at that. Like as fast or slow as you're comfortable with, even if it's like eight bars of one and eight bars of the other. You might not be able to switch back and forth as quick as I can. One, two, three. It's funny, because if you try and bend some of those notes, it doesn't always work.
Cool.
So that's a cool thing with the major scales. Now, the minor scales, in the same way that when you first learned sort of like a minor pentatonic, and you didn't know major pentatonics, but you knew the relationship between the two, you could use a minor pentatonic over a major chord progression. Because you knew that, like, when you're in C major, you took it three frets down and you found A minor. The same thing is true with the actual major scale. So even though you haven't learned the, quote, minor scales, you can still get the experience. And that's all I want to do in this thing is give you the experience of playing a minor scale by going to the sixth note of the major scale, like any position you have. So if you pick your favorite position of the major scale, and you count up to the sixth note, please do it. Like most people like the E shape, you know. And then if you play the notes of C major from A to A, it'll sound like this. So we're doing the same C major scale, but starting in this case, if I'm in the E shape, I'm starting on string 4 fret 7 and I'm playing. So let's do that together, 2, 3, 4. Play the whole C major shape, but I'm gonna make up a progression in A minor and it instantly becomes A minor. Does this make sense? A minor is relative minor of C major, so they both have the same exact notes. So you can play that whole major scale over an A minor progression and it'll sound good. Here we go, let's hear it. 2, 3. Instant minor land. Now when you get slick, you may not be able to do this all today, but as you progress, you'll be able to blend in the same way that a few minutes ago you were blending the major scale with a major pentatonic. You'll be able to blend that minor scale with the minor pentatonic. will blend with. Now this is beyond, you can't all do this all in one day. Again, this is just an overview. So don't go crazy on this stuff, but this is, we're just exposing you on what's to come.